Appreciate each one that's here tonight. We desire your prayers. I want to talk on a subject tonight that is, I feel, quite serious. I had a tree, a redbud tree, and I've always liked redbuds. Number one, I like red, so that fit into the scheme real well. And like redbud trees, and this particular tree, the snow and whatever, and wasn't a whole lot of it anyway, part of it fell this way. Well, I didn't think too much about it. I thought the rest of it would stay standing, and one day we had a wind come through, and the rest of it went this way. Well, I was figuring it would die right there and everything, but it didn't. And I got to looking at it, and greening started coming. It started greening up. Leaves got green. And I got to looking, and it was still connected. It had fallen over, but it still had connection enough to give it some life. Tonight, I want to talk about being connected. You and I, if we're going to heaven, we're going to have to be connected. There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. There is a way, and there's one way. And that's a glorious way, and that's brought about by the blood of Jesus Christ. I was praying for family one time a number of years ago, and we was going down a highway, and I was begging the Lord to have mercy on souls. And I got through, and I said, Lord, I said, I sure wouldn't want to be you. I wouldn't want to have the job of judging these people. And the Lord spoke to me real plain. And he said, it's the blood, son, it's the blood. Tonight, the song we heard about the blood, I'm going to tell you it's the blood. And it's an absolute. If you're going to go to heaven, you've got to have the blood applied to the doorpost of your heart. You've got to be washed and you've got to be clean. All right, let's go to John 6 and 44. John 6 and 44 here, and we desire your prayers as we look into this tonight a little bit. But I want to ask you some questions also, and that is, in electricity and lamps and lights, what do you have to do to make those lights work? They have to be connected, don't they? They've got to be connected. If you unconnect them, you're not going to have a light. And so consequently, there's about, as far as plug-in lamps, there's about three different types of plugs, I think. Maybe more, but I know of at least three, that you've got to plug them in just right. It can't be upside down or crossways or any other way. It's got to be just right. Tonight, the Lord wants us connected, and he wants us connected just right. His way, not any other way. Him and the Bible, the connection will be made if we do exactly what the Lord wants us to do concerning being connected. If you take a trailer and you're going to pull a trailer, let's say a big trailer. Let's say you've got a semi-tractor. You're going to put a 53-foot trailer on it and hook that up. I may be wrong, but you'd want to be sure it was connected just right. You don't want that trailer coming off. It'd be disastrous if that trailer come off in a heavy load and would hit other cars. It could kill, it could destroy, it could do a lot of things because it wasn't connected right. And I could be wrong. My daddy was a truck driver for many years, and I don't know that he ever hooked them up that much, but I would think the men that hooked those trailer ups were very careful how they were connected. Tonight, we want to be very careful. We want to get connected right. We want to stay connected all the way through to the end till we hear him say, come, thy blessed, inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. Tonight, are we connected? Are you connected? Is your light working because you're connected to God? Is it bright? Is it the fullest brightest that it can be tonight because you're connected well into Jesus Christ? There's people that have a possession, a profession without a possession. But a possession and being connected has got to work together real well. All right, John 6 and 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. No man. Listen tonight, there's a way to get started. And that is when Jesus Christ is calling. when he's working, when the Father is working, and they're calling you and convicting you and stirring you. Listen, if you've been in this meeting and God's dealing with your soul, like we heard last night and this morning about being half full and so forth, listen to that. It means something when he's talking to pay attention. It means something when he's talking to move. It means something to do exactly what God wants you to do. You know where you're at, and you know tonight if you're connected or you're not connected. You know whether you're half full or not full. You know where you're at tonight, and the Lord wants you to get in connected and be connected just right, exactly the way the Lord would have you to be. And then there have been people that have been up and down, in and out, flipping, flopping, but I'm going to tell you tonight, if you get the right connection and filled with the power of God, you won't be flipping and flopping. You won't be rolling around. You'll be doing exactly what God wants you to do. Oh, tonight, are you connected? Oh, is God calling? Is he calling? The Lord wants you to respond to the call of God. Let's go to 1 John 5, 5 and 9. Go back to 1 John. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Listen, folks, it don't take a PhD to figure out you've got to have the Son. You've got to be connected with Jesus Christ. He is the power source tonight. He is what's going to make us what we are. And if we don't have it, if we're not connected, listen, folks, it's not going to work right. Listen, there have been people that's had professions and did not do well because they were not connected right. Brother Sammons one time, Sister Verna, and I don't think I ever knew this person, but they did, and they was over at this sister's house, and I call her sister, over at the lady's house, and they were there for lunch, if I remember the story right, and she had a lot of books. Well, the old general, he was looking over the books while the sisters were making the meal, and got through, and they eating and so forth, and they were there to talk to her. And anyway, one of the first things Brother Sammons told her, said, what you need to do is get rid of all them books. You need to get back to the Bible. You need to get, now I'm not talking about faith and victory now. I'm talking about a lot of other stuff. I don't even know what was all in there. But the bottom line was, he didn't approve of the books. Listen, this is the book. This is eternal life. This is what leads you to the Son of God. This is what feeds you and encourages you and uplifts you and blesses you. And so consequently, we've got to mind this book. We've got to feed on this book. We've got to read and study. We've got to do what God would have us to do. And he will give us life. Life, life, eternal life. He'll give us power and authority. He'll give us everything we need. But we got to be connected. Oh, we've got to be connected tonight. Mark 1, 14 and 15. There's a way. God's got to give a call. God's got to give a call. And then we've got to mind that call. And then it said, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Listen, folks, tonight, I don't know how many bodies of people out there preach repentance anymore, but repentance is part of it. That's the way you get started. You've got to confess. You've got to forsake. You've got to beg God to forgive you of all your sins that you can remember. And there's been time that there's people have come to the altars and they prayed and prayed up to something and they couldn't go no further. Get up and go back to their bench and come back another night and another night. There was a man in Kentucky done that for several nights. And the reason was that he had he had defrauded his company, and he knew that if he got saved, he'd have to confess it out to the company, and he knew if he did, he would probably go to the penitentiary. And the devil kept using that. He never could pray through. But about 1 o'clock in the morning, one morning, he prayed through. And they said when he did, he come out of that tent a-shouting and praising God. because he'd gotten connected. He had gotten connected. He had gotten redeemed and washed because he had repented to the depths and he was willing. Listen, folks, tonight, if there's something that is hindering you from getting saved, you know what that is. But the bottom line is you've got to place everything in the hands of Jesus Christ and let him work with it. You've got to let him work with it. Well, I go to the pen, I'll lose my wife, I'll lose my husband. Listen, there's a lot of secret sins out there, and you know what they are. You know what those sins are. Jesus knows what they are. And there's other people may know more than you think they do. But the bottom line, Lord, help us tonight to be able to go down and repent all the way to the bottom, praise God, confessing and forsaking and walking away, where when we come up in that altar, we know we've done everything that he wants us to do. Repent ye and believe. There's got to be faith involved now. You got to have faith. You've got to have plenty of faith. But tonight the Lord, he wants to get you to the place of a connection with the power source. Where tonight, praise God, there's no doubt in your mind if you're saved or you're not saved. You know that I've got it. I'm saved, praise God. I'm washed in the blood. Oh, tonight, there was a man come to an altar one time many years ago, 1977, February. I didn't know the man before that night. And he had been in and out, up and down, so I found out. He and I become pretty good friends after he got saved. And so he went down there to the altar, and Brother Curtis Williams was there, and he was holding the meeting, and they were working with him, and he wasn't getting what he wanted. And what he wanted was that joy boat full of joy that comes in when you get saved, and he had done flipped and flopped so much he wasn't getting it. So finally, the brethren told him, said, what you're going to need to do, son, is you're going to need to take it by faith. So he listened to him, and he took it by faith. The next Wednesday night, he was in his home congregation for Wednesday night prayer meeting, and there was a preacher drove in. He didn't like this preacher. Matter of fact, he said, Carl, I hated this preacher. And he said that preacher rolled in behind him, went down the other end, pulled in, and he said, I looked down there at him, and he said, I had love in my heart. He knew then he was connected. I'm going to tell you, Jesus wants you to be connected, and he wants you to know you are connected. You know that you are connected, and that's possible. Jesus has a way. Listen, people say, well, you don't know this, you don't know that. I tell you, there's a no-soul salvation. You know you're saved, praise God. You know you're connected to Jesus. It's a way, it's a powerful way, it's a loving way. If it hadn't been that, folks, I wouldn't be here tonight. I wouldn't have made it. But I got news for you. Those people, you young people, if I can start at 18 and go to 70 with it, you can too. You can live it and live it by the power of God because you're connected, praise God. Connected in with a source that helps everybody. Listen, folks, he died for you. He did like he told me in that vision. He said, I died for you, child. He died for me to give me everything I need to get me to heaven, and he done it for you too. Tonight, are you connected? Do you know you're connected? Tonight the Lord wants you to be connected. 1 John, 2nd chapter, 3rd verse. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. The 5th verse, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. That we are in him, that we're connected to him. Tonight, he said, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. We're desirous to keep his commandments. It's in a room. We want to do it. We want to read the word of God, and we want to do what God wants us to do. That's one way of knowing. And then he said, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Oh, tonight, there's a working of the Spirit of God. Whoso keepeth his word. Are you keeping that word tonight? Do you know you're keeping that word? In him verily is the love of God perfected. I'm going to tell you, the Lord will work and perfect everything that he needs to perfect in you and I as we go up the highway of holiness. Hereby know we that we are in him. The Lord wants us to love him. He wants us to keep his commandments. And in the sixth verse, he said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Now we're getting closer. We're getting closer now. The fact that we're going to love the commandments, we're going to do what the Lord would have us do. And this thing is driving me crazy tonight. And I'm the one that wanted it. But anyway, we're going to want to keep his commandments. We're going to love him. And then as we're doing all that, we're going to want to walk like he walked. He said, we want to walk like he walked. Listen, folks, if we're going to be a light to the world, we're going to have to walk like Jesus walked. We're going to have to walk in a way that gets people's attention. We're going to have to walk in a way that will be a blessing to people. One person was talking about a pastor, and they had been watching this pastor and watched him and watched him. And he didn't know what they were doing, but he was doing this and he was doing that and doing things right and showing love and mercy and pity and compassion and so forth. And they just watched him. And so then the man come out. This was a professor, I think they told me. And this professor come out and said, I've been watching you. And he had begun to change his heart and mind per se, because he saw that minister do things. Tonight, the Lord wants us to walk like he walked, in holiness and righteousness and godliness, whereby that people can see there is a right way. We've got to do it, folks. I'm still hung up a little bit on the one I preached Sunday afternoon, because I believe this is so valuable in the fact that we have got to be lights to this world. We've got to be bright and shiny. There is young people that's doing things that I'm astounded at. There are older people doing things. And there's a bottom line to why it's all happening. But tonight, the Lord wants you and I to walk out there and live a life and be a light that gets your attention. And the way you do that is because you're connected and he's got you glowing, so to speak. Amen. John, the 15th chapter, first verse. Let's go there. Desire your prayers. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. Abide in me. And I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except ye abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them, and they cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Now this is a powerful scripture right here. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father have loved me, so I have loved you. And continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is a commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now listen, folks, if this is not some rich reading right here, tells what the Lord will do for his people. Are you his people? Are you connected tonight? Listen, when you're the son of a person, got a father, got a mother. I don't know, I learned at a young age, Dad, I'd like to have this and I'd like to have that. And you know, Dad, give me things. I need a bicycle for Christmas, Dad. One time they got me had the banana seat, and it was a lavender purplish bike. Was one of the low slung bikes that come out there for a while. And oh, they got that for me for Christmas, and I was so thankful. I love that bike. Listen, God wants to give you things that you will love for the rest of your life. Things that will be a blessing to you. Said, I am the true vine. And my Father is a husbandman. Now then, he said the word true here is used in the sense of real and genuine. He really and truly gives what is emblematically represented by a vine. The point of the comparison of the meaning of the figure is this: a vine yields proper juice and nourishment to all the branches. Whether these are large or small, all the nourishment of each branch and tendril passes through the main stalk, or the vine, that springs from the earth. So Jesus is the source of all real strength and grace to his disciples. He is their leader, teacher, imparts to them as they need grace and strength to bear the fruits of holiness. Now the word vine dresser here, my father's a husbandman. The word vine dresser more properly expresses the sense of the original word than husbandman. It means one who has the care of the vineyard, whose office is to nurture, trim, and defend the vine. And of course, feels a deep interest in the growth and welfare of that vine. Oh, today, I am the true vine, the genuine, the real, the absolute vine, the one that everybody needs to be connected in with. And my father's a husbandman. They work as a team. The father and the son work as a team. And so God's working and Christ is working. And he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. How are you producing more fruit than you were when you first got saved? Are you producing any fruit at all? Do you know what is happening with your life in Jesus Christ? He's wanting. Are you measuring up to the word as he is encouraging and inspiring and leading and guiding? Are you doing what the Lord would have you to do? Well, Brother Carl, you know, I really don't want to do that. That's not what the Lord said. He wants you to do what he asked you to do. If he's telling you to change something, he wants you to change it. So Lord, help us tonight to be willing to do exactly what the Lord would have us to do. Now he said here, every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now one time, my baby daughter, taking a class at a Votech, and it was in pruning and working with trees and so forth. We had two apple trees, and LBJ decided she was going to help one apple tree out. And I come home one day, and it looked like she'd cut about everything on that tree off that could be cut off. I mean, branches all over the ground, and they wasn't very long left. They wasn't this, they wasn't that. And I said, what did you do, girl? Well, Dad, it needed pruning. Well, all right. Well, according to what I've read, when you go to do some pruning, you want to do hard pruning. In other words, you want to cut back as far as you need to cut back of anything that's dead and whatever, and cut it all the way back to the point that where that everything can start and grow again. And so that's what Donna B. thought she was doing. I don't remember how much results we got out of it, but the bottom line is she thought, I need to do this. Listen, she thought one thing, the Lord Jesus and God knows everything. They know exactly what needs to be worked with. They know exactly what you need to be done to you. And that's the reason we must be in a yes, sir, and a submissive state before God, because God knows exactly how to trim and to prune and to do everything that you need him to do to you. Just let him do it. Let him prune you. let him work with you. But the bottom line is you've got to stay connected. And if you don't allow him to do what happened, it's going to be problems. There'll be a place he'll cut and you ain't going to be in there anymore. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Except it abide. Be connected in that vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. Now, I don't know, but this looks like an absolute to me. You must be connected. You've got to abide in, be connected to that vine. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Now, not a little fruit, not bad fruit, not over whatever fruit, but the good fruit, the right fruit, the fruit that he wants us to bear and bring forth is brought forth because of the connection and the way they're working with it. Listen, folks, we can't do things of ourselves. The light that we heard about the other night that begins to come in and shine and illuminate and so forth, that same light goes with us all the way down to the end of our life. And it helps us to understand what the Word of God says. It helps us to understand what to do, where to go, and how to do. It helps us to understand that I need to stay connected to the vine. That light is valuable. And you and I need to thank God every day for that light. Oh, tonight, without me, you can do nothing. I'm going to tell you, he's got the grace. He's got the strength. People say, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. You can do anything through Jesus Christ. Anything. Absolute. Without a shadow of a doubt. I know. I feel. I've done it. By the grace of God, I've been able to do the things that he asked me to do. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's what you don't want. You don't want to be cut off. You do not want to be cast into the fire. What's that talking about? What I'm understanding, that's talking about hell. That's talking about hell. In other words, the lost souls that have been connected in, and they got unconnected and they were lost and they ended up in a devil's hell. Listen, folks, no matter what it takes, stay connected. Stay connected. Don't get disconnected. If you got to pray all night, if you have to fast all week, whatever it might be you need, you've got to, with an absolute, without a shadow of doubt, you've got to be connected to that vine. If you'll stay connected, the Lord will work, and he'll work with you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will. Ye shall. There are scriptures in the Bible that use the word shall. I send to you, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You know what that means? That's an absolute. In other words, we have a right to ask what we will because we're connected into the vine. And we can ask the Lord, Lord, I need this. How many times has the Lord answered your prayer down through the years? Once? Twice? A whole bunch? How many times has he answered prayer in this meeting? How many times has he healed your body? That is the reason you get it, because you have a right to ask, and he shall give it to you because you're connected to him and abiding in him. That's what we have to have. When you're a child, or if you have a child, the bottom line is that child is yours. They're part of you. They're part of your flesh and blood. And you want to give that child things and do things for that child because they're yours. You feed them and you dress them and you play with them and you do different things. You teach them and work with them and so forth because that's your child. And they'll look up to you and say, can I have a piece of candy? You know, I'd like that soft drink over there. And if you got it. Now, one of the first things I did when I went to see, well, it was the second or third trip. I don't remember just which one. But Delaney had got a little bit of age to her, and she's only six now, yesterday. But I thought, well, I'm going to give her something. I'm going to give her some candy. But I didn't know exactly what Cynthia would say yes to and no to. So I said, what can I give her? I wanted to give her the right thing. I wanted to give her what Cynthia would approve of, so to speak. But I wanted to give her something. The Lord wants to give you something tonight, folks. And you need to know this. You need to know that Jesus Christ wants to bless you and help you because you're connected in with the vine, the great vine, the greatest vine that's ever been, that produces people with fruit and power and authority that can do things that nobody else can do, praise God. You abide in me and my words abide in you. You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And the Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Oh, be a fruit bearing tonight. As the Father loved me, so I've loved you. Continue ye in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now this morning, I was sitting there thinking, and in, I don't know, the late 60s, Elvis Presley was coming to Oklahoma City to have a concert, and I wanted to hear him and see. So I called down there to get me a ticket, and I started on the low end since I was a poor service station boy and didn't have a lot of money. Well, that's all sold out. So I said, well, what about the next one? Said, that's all sold out. I said, what about the next one? That's all sold out. I said, well, what about the next one? Is there one more? Yeah, and it's sold out too. It's all sold out. All right. I got news for you. I'm glad I didn't go. He was my king at that time. He was a king of rock and roll, and he was basically my king per se. I loved to listen to him sing. Praise God. This morning I'm sitting there thinking, thank God I appreciate the fact that I can be right here. I can be with you all. I can be where the Lord can bless and work and anoint and give power and inspire and challenge and stir. I appreciate the fact that he gave me a call. Listen, folks, we're here because we were called here. Now, there may be people, if you're a child of some of the saints, you probably come because of that. But the bottom line, some of us got it because we were called to come here. Praise God for the call by the vine to bring us in and make a fruit-bearing individual out of us. Praise the Lord. Oh, tonight, do you appreciate it? Do you appreciate the singing? Do you appreciate the praying? Do you appreciate the preaching and the exhortation? Listen, Jesus Christ loves you tonight. He gave his life for you, and he wants to make something out of you. But you got to be connected to Jesus Christ, the righteous. And you're connected to him, you can do something. Oh, tonight. 2 Corinthians 3 and 5 in connection with this. 2 Corinthians 3 and 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Be in connection. Our sufficiency is of God. Oh, tonight, we have got to be connected in. Are you connected? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're connected? If you was to get down real sick and you thought you was going to die, what would you do tonight? I ain't talking about in the future. Somebody says, well, I'm a young person. Do you know how many young people has died around the saints in the last 2 years? Yes. Molly had a cousin, is that right? A cousin in South Carolina, and they took him in, and he had what, liver problems? Yeah, I had liver trouble. And they said, well, said we're going to put him on for to have a liver transplant. And I thought, that's probably going to take too long. And listen, folks, they took him in there, and he went downhill, and he was dead in 1 week. I don't know whether he saved or wasn't saved. Couldn't get to him. But the bottom line is, young people die. Middle-aged people die. And us old people, we die too. Oh, tonight, you need to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're connected to the vine that can do any and everything that we need that vine to do, that can help us to do and to go and to be a light, to be a saint, to be somebody that God will be pleased in. This is my child. And look what they're doing. Look what they're doing. Oh, tonight that light burns bright when it's connected just right. When it's connected just right, it burns bright. Praise God. We need to be connected in where we're burning bright. Let's go to Matthew 12 and 20. Matthew 12 and 20. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Tonight, the Lord wants you to be saved. He wants you to stay in the vine. And there's going to be times maybe that people are discouraged, beat down, in pain. But it said, a bruised reed shall he not break. Smoking flax shall he not quench. In other words, he's going to do everything he can do because you're connected to the vine to keep you going. He's going to bend over backwards. He is going to get out there and give you things in the night. He's going to give you songs. He's going to encourage you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to bless you because you're part of that vine. Oh, tonight, are you connected? Are you connected exactly the way the Lord wants you to be connected tonight? Oh, the Lord loves you. He died for you. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to have victory. He wants you to have power. He wants you to have authority. He wants you to have everything because you're connected. We don't want you to make a train wreck. We don't want you to be connected in a way if something would come loose, it would be a disaster. I've seen it. I've watched it through the years. I've seen those that you thought was connected, but they wasn't connected like they should be, and things started going wrong, and the darkness started moving in, and the light started going out, and when it was all over with, they were in deep trouble. And I can name names, and I can name a bunch of them. So I got news for you tonight. The best thing for you and I to do is get connected in real good, where that the Lord can work with you in every way he wants to work with you. And then you won't be a wreck down the road somewhere. You'll be somebody that will have the life and have that life consistently all the way down to the end of your life. And then when the preacher gets up to preach your funeral, he won't have no problem at all because you've already preached it. Let's stand and have a number. I appreciate your time and attention. And we desire you to pray for us.